Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. With Thanksgiving just a couple of days off, we thought we'd give you some ideas for last-minute desserts. Now, you might want to have something that is right at hand, easy to prepare, and sure to please. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, one dish that fits all those criteria is the baked apple.
Yes. And, you know, I think it might take a try or two to get the oven the right temperature or definitely get the right apple. But once you do it, it's like a solid 8 minutes of prep time and dessert's done.
And you got a hot oven anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're already cooking dinner. There's no reason why you shouldn't put apples in there, too.
I think the crucial decision is what kind of apple to use.
It's utmost crucial because choosing the wrong apple, you end up with apple sauce, not a baked apple.
That's right. It kind of falls down.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of the Granny Smith, but quite frankly, it is a readily available apple that does do well in this situation.
It does. And it's a nice palate for sweet stuffing to work against.
Exactly.
And that's nice. Now, I asked my friend Dave Hockheim of Black Rock Orchards what his favorite was, and he said Crimson Crisp.
Crimson is a great apple, certainly holds up. There's Jonah Gold is another good one. There's a few, but certainly get one that's tart and solid as a baking apple, not a saucing apple.
I'm going to put a whole list of those apples on the website, and we can do it.
Traditional stuffing would be?
I think it's oatmeal, raisins, crushed pecans.
Brown sugar, cinnamon, that type of thing.
Just mix that up. It's cooked oatmeal, and then you stuff it. But here's the thing. If you just simply core it with one of those little,
with the apple corer, you don't have enough room.
No. So I think I read a good tip is to use a melon ball.
Yeah, you can go in and enlarge the cavity with the melon ball or make it enough big enough that it's going to hold some stuffing to make it worthwhile.
Some other things you can do with the apple is to not core it definitely, but slice it not lengthwise but in half.
Top. Uh-huh.
And you have a bottom and a top and you scoop that out and you have a real nice bowl to work with.
Yeah, almost like a cup now.
That's right. And you put the top back on, it becomes part
actually
of
that's kind of a good way to do it too.
That's not a bad way. A real cute way, it's a little fancy, is to cut it in half lengthwise and then cut fan shapes.
Oh, so sure. You're cutting leaves of a fan.
Leaves of a fan in, and you can stuff that with whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can use your hot oven or you can put it out on the grill too, which I've actually done.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but you can also do it in a pressure cooker.
No kidding.
7 minutes and they're done.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to let it vent naturally. You can't get excited and let the steam out because the change in pressure will push the apple down. But in a pressure cooker, 7 minutes and they are done once it pressurizes.
Great idea. Does the stuffing have to be sweet necessarily?
Of course not. I mean, we love apples. I mean, we love apple pie and cheddar cheese. Why not stuff your apple with cheddar cheese and bacon?
Right?
It's a great stuffed apple. That's almost kind of a fun sort of starter course, even if you want to do that.
Well, speaking of starter courses or an accompaniment to the turkey, you could take some of your turkey stuffing, particularly if it has sausage in it.
Oh, yeah.
And work that into the apple.
Sausage and sage. I mean, I love that when you cut the apple in half and make the cup and top it with stuffing and just bake it.
And, of course, you have things that you can put on top if it's a dessert when vanilla ice cream is the
I mean, you do need,
to.
If you're going to serve the apple hot, a cold ice cream on top is
I
perfect.
I think so.
Especially if it starts melting, it's really delicious.
But you can try creme anglaise, for instance.
Oh, yeah, of course. Lots of things.
If your health
honey,
crazy.
Even simple things.
Yeah, honey yogurt, for that matter. All sorts of things are going to work. We're going to put some ideas on the website to let you try it.
Bake some apples.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.